So the big question is this: how can you, as an entrepreneur, be able to get unstuck, to be able to know what to do, how to do it, and where to start, so that you can stop experiencing a lack of wealth, health, faith, and love, to get to point B, where you're experiencing the life you were meant to live as an entrepreneur, your greatest one life, creating more income, impact, and influence? That is the big question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Welcome to the One Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, hey, what is up, everyone? I'm super excited. We are on for our One Entrepreneur interview. Got some music going on because we're getting hyped up. We're getting pumped up. We're super excited. Hopefully you all can hear me okay within the stream. Right here, we're going through Zoom and streaming our live interview right through Facebook so that we can really get into this amazing coach's journey and where she's at today and talk a lot about her one life. All right. So I'm really excited to announce, you know, Emily Renee. She has been just on fire, just really awesome. Just part of just being involved in her journey has just been really incredible. So she's on a mission to be able to help, help entrepreneurs to be able to thrive, to be able to have that joy and success in all aspects of their life. And so just want to be able to give a huge, huge warm welcome to Miss Emily Renee. Thank you so much for being on. Super honored to be able to have this interview with you, Emily.
Yes, thank you. I'm super glad to be here and I look forward to seeing where this interview goes.
Yes. Heck yes. I know I've got this song on just for you. So we're getting a little pumped. Don't stop believing. we had a part of our experience within Mastermind together. She was like, "Don't stop believing." That's one of my songs. So would you say this is one of your favorites?
Yes, absolutely. It's my go-to song to get me pumped up.
Go-to. Yes. I love it. And that's what's so cool. I mean, even just music can get you like in that mode, like that pumped up mode. So just wanted to have that on and just dedicate that. So would you say like, so you're passionate about music, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. What would you say your favorite genre is?
Ooh,
gotta
that's
know.
So hard, man. Okay. So I would have to say just classic rock.
Classic rock. Classic All right. Rock. A straight rocker. Here we go. So we're interviewing a rocker today, everyone. So a rock star, straight up rock star entrepreneur. So we're with this interview, we're just going to keep it light, have fun, just talk about, you know, your journey and, you know, what it is that you do as a coach currently, why you're so passionate and what it took to be able to get here. So, you know, I just start off with, you know, just a random question just to be able to keep things light and engaging here. But anyways, just go ahead and introduce yourself and you as a coach and your passion, your calling, what you feel called on your heart to be able to show up as a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a licensed massage therapist and Reiki master, but truly I'm coming into the online space as a holistic health coach and a business strategist. So I help heart-centered entrepreneurs reach peak performance in health and business. And really who I specialize with are entrepreneurs who may be struggling with chronic pain, inflammation, or anxiety. So I really have a huge emphasis on self-care, on self-love, how to cultivate an abundant mindset, and how to create a consistent routine that sets you up for success. So as an entrepreneur, I've gone through my own journey, my own failures, and through my early stage of being an entrepreneur, I began to have a lot of health issues and I became very frustrated with my body not working at its most optimal level. As a massage therapist, I couldn't do my job and I couldn't really make more money like I wanted to because I couldn't physically go to work, do more than 2 hours of massage a week. So with frustration over a year and a half, 2 years, getting no results, no diagnosis, no nothing after all these procedures and blood work and physical therapy. I'm just someone who has an autoimmune We don't have answers except for surgery or medication. And as a massage therapist and a Reiki master, I decided I'm going to go the holistic route. I'm no longer going to take medication. I believe a lot of the medication that was prescribed to me was just a Band-Aid to put over my symptoms that were then going to create more symptoms. And I wasn't willing to go down that that rabbit hole. I wanted to get to the root cause and find out what's happening within my body. So because I have overcome so many obstacles within my own health journey, I understand what it means to live with chronic pain and anxiety and inflammation in your body. So I now teach entrepreneurs how to manage those symptoms using a holistic approach, using plant medicine and alternative modalities. And I just basically want entrepreneurs to know that they are capable of taking back control of their bodies. Granted, some people need medication and you do need your doctor's approval for things. So I never discourage people going to your doctor, but it's so important to really take your power back and understand your body and become aware of what's happening, the emotions, the mindset. And there's a lot deeper work than just, you know, taking a prescription medication just to mask your symptoms to then later have horrible flare-ups. And as an entrepreneur, it's hard to build a business, make more money, have more time when you're constantly going to doctor's appointments or you're constantly drained and fatigued because you have no energy because pain is literally taking over your body. So that's what I help entrepreneurs with, is how to manage their symptoms and live a holistically healthy life and thrive not only in their personal life, but their professional life as well.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. Thank you for sharing. And this is what's, I feel, really hits home for those of you that are on watching this right now, is that the more that you can take care of yourself personally, the more you can show up professionally. And it sounds like, you know, especially with, through your journey, that's what you really came to as well through this process, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, so I'm not perfect. I don't have complete control over my health or my symptoms. I sometimes have flare-ups, but there's a difference between allowing your symptoms to control you or you managing your symptoms. And so I'm someone who literally, I just had a flare up last week. And what, I'm not perfect. I'm not here to show up and say, I found a way. I found the magic pill, the greatest thing in the world that's going to heal you. I believe your healing journey, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a consistent basis of finding what works best for you emotionally, mentally, and physically.
Oh, nice. I mean, I can sense your passion over this interview with this, and it's incredible. It shows how you're wanting to be able to show up for others and help them, because it hits home for you. You know, I always like to say that the path of your past leads to your purpose, your passion, and your plan. So let's kind of start from the very beginning, like the initial spark, so that really started your journey to really this holistic approach, starting with your getting into massage, with your practice, with your business. What was your spark to be able to really understand and realize this calling through the holistic health aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. So this all started, I graduated high school early, semester early, and I went straight into college. And as I'm going through my first semester of college, come February 2016, I got a phone call, and something was wrong with my mother. And it ended up being something way more serious than we ever could have thought. And I ended up losing my mother at 17 years old, very unexpected. So that was a huge turning point in my life. It was a very strange time. Most books, I was still a child. I was 17 years old and I just lost my mother. And it was a very shocking time. And it was a time of so much anxiety, so much hurt, so much grief. And I felt like I held the weight of my family, all of their emotions on me. And basically, instead of working through my emotions, I internalized a lot of it. And, after losing my mom, I continued my college semester, ended up failing an English class that just took away my confidence. It took away this confidence to be able to come on camera now and speak, because I'm like, who am I? I failed English 101 in college. Like, I'm not smart, you know? So I'm sitting here now being able to reflect back on my past and see the limiting beliefs that, or the stories that I told myself because of some traumatic event that happened in my life. Like, that was a severe trauma, losing my mother. So I took the summer off, went and visited my sister, very frustrated because I didn't know what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. I didn't know what career. I wanted to be a vet tech. I wanted to be a psychiatrist. I wanted to be a dietitian, like all these things, but nothing ever felt aligned because my life was shattered after losing my mom. So as I'm visiting my sister, she brings up to me, you know, you've always been that person in our family that gave mom a head rub or a shoulder, massaging her shoulders or massaging her feet. Like, why don't you become a massage therapist? Never crossed my mind. I've always loved to do massage. So I'm calling my local college, asking them about the massage therapy career options. And they had a semester starting literally within 2 weeks. And this is something that you usually have to like register way in advance just to get into a program like this. There was one spot left on day shift or on the days of the classes, and they accepted me into the program 2 weeks before it started. So it's just crazy, like that calling came to me because it was just such a beautiful connection, because that was the love that I was able to express to my mother, was physical touch. And it really shifted that mindset on how important physical touch is, not only for your physical ailments, but also your spirit, your mind. And I found so much relief within massage therapy on healing from anxiety and this trauma. And physical touch just really allowed me to, it allowed me to be open to receive other people's love and or support through touch. Because I felt like after losing my mom, I completely closed off from the world. I didn't want people's help. I didn't want anyone's support. I didn't want anyone touching me, loving me, expressing that, because I only wanted the love for my mom. Yeah, so massage has such a really special place in my heart. And massage is the catalyst to learning about essential oils, learning about energy work and how to heal past trauma. And it's just really beautiful, this direction. Because of massage therapy, I also was dealing with my own injuries. And as a coach, as a massage therapist, anything, you need to practice what you preach. And here I am, a massage therapist who helps people with their chronic pain, and I'm literally living with chronic pain. Yeah. I felt like a failure. I felt like I felt weak. I was severely fatigued. I mean, 2 hours of a massage a week does not pay the bills. And it was very hard for me as I'm like developing these chronic pain and these issues. Also, how to communicate that with your family, how to get your partner to understand that you can't cover the bills. And to build the, I was just an entrepreneur trying to build this dream. I wanted to open up a huge wellness center, not only massage therapy, but mental health counselors, nurse practitioners, and chiropractors, just all a wellness center. But I couldn't move forward with that dream because I was living with this chronic pain, and I didn't know how to, I guess, mentally prepare myself to actually take action towards achieving these goals. And here we are. I have this massage career, and I have a consistent basis of clients now as I've transitioned and I've healed my body, my shoulder, my neck, and the fatigue in my body. And I'm doing really well. I hire my first independent contractor. Things are going great. And then the pandemic happened. And I had all these dreams. I got a brand new space that was bigger, that was better, with a waiting area, with windows, like sunlight. And COVID happened, and I had to shut everything down, and I ended up having to close 2 locations. what do you do? My identity of being a massage therapist was literally taken from me. So with that said, that's when I pivoted. I noticed that I can take advantage of the online space and help people who are also dealing with chronic pain, extreme inflammation in their body, and crippling anxiety. I now teach entrepreneurs how to manage these symptoms using a holistic approach, but also just overall helping you in all areas of your life. Because if you can take care of your physical body and work on your mindset, you're good to go. That's going to ripple effect in every area of your life. You're going to be able to show up in business, serve more people, create a bigger impact, make more money, spend more time with your family. Like, the opportunities are endless. And I just want all entrepreneurs to know that this dream is possible. These dreams are possible. I mean, ask me a year ago if I would ever be an author or a public speaker, and I said, no, I'm too scared. I can't get on camera. I now have a dream of writing a book, and I already have the outline and the chapters of a book. I have a dream of creating a nonprofit and building this business and touching lives worldwide. And I would have never believed that was possible a year ago because of the chronic pain I was feeling and the ripple effect on what that did to my mindset. I was in such a horrible place, and that just negative self-talk. It's not helpful, so just get rid of it. So that's where I'm at. I'm here to love and serve people and help them understand that they can take back control of their bodies. And there's not one size fit all. It might be a combination of physical movement, mindfulness, meditation, journaling, dancing. Like, these are combination of things that you have to do to fill up your cup so that you can show up for others, for your family, for your kids, for your business, for your employees, whatever that looks like for you. It is possible to reach your dreams and have the energy to do it.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Wow. That was straight fire. You just dropped so much value. I don't even know where to start right now. No, that was awesome. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, you dropped a lot of value in what you said. And one thing that I want to really hit on is this aspect of, you know, how we face these struggles. You know, like, a lot of times being in the entrepreneur space, we see the end result of so many entrepreneurs. We see their success. We see what they're going through. But a lot of the times we don't see the process of what it took, okay? Like, their journey of getting to their one life, right? Their WON, one life, and being that one entrepreneur. And so to be able to understand what you've gone through and how you persevered, like, that was one thing that just pointing out, like, you adapted. With that shift and that turning point, what do you feel like, you know, coming up to that wall of, you know, you just experienced all this momentum, right? You had the multiple businesses for massage, you know, the practice locations. What was the shift that allowed you to fully step into being an entrepreneur in the space?
That's a great question. So I would say, like, this turning point was when I really understood how to change your state, how to shift your mindset, how to rewrite your story, to stop telling yourself these negative limiting beliefs that are holding you back, the fears of failure, of rejection, of showing up, of people judging me, people bullying me, making fun of me, or, you know, there's fears of not making enough money. You know, I don't know, during this pandemic, I'm like, I need to shift. I need to adapt. I need to pivot. I need to grow and innovate. How do I do this? I really got to the core. I'm like, well, what am I good at? I'm good at teaching other people how to take back control of their health, to give that power back to your mindset, to rewrite your story, to cultivate this abundant mindset. If you can change your mind, you can change your life. Like, seriously, I've really understood that. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're always going to go to that next step. You're going to get better. You're going to do bigger things. You're going to create a larger impact. And there's going to be a lot of things that are uncomfortable when you face those things. And instead of running from your fears, you have to find the courage to chase them. And then you'll be able to just step up to the next level, to show up more, to speak your truth, to share your story. And I'm all about authenticity, creating connections, and sharing your story. I mean, that is like the most important piece. And where I had a shift as well coming to the online space was, I can't tell people my entire life. Like, that's a lot. Like, I can't tell everyone my personal information, but you know what? It's relatable. Yeah. People feel the same when they are like, oh my gosh, I have a lot of inflammation. I'm in pain every day. I have insomnia. Anxiety prevents me from leaving my home, or I don't care what it is. Like, there's so many things, anxieties and fears, that stop entrepreneurs to going to the next level. And stop running from them and start chasing them, and surround yourself with like-minded entrepreneurs or people who are more successful than you. I mean, that's why I hang out here with Austin. I just wanted to share that because, yeah, it's just really interesting when you can shift your mindset and rewrite your stories and how the ripple effect of that in every area of your life.
And ripple effect. Yeah, that is so true. I love the concept of that ripple effect, how just one shift can literally affect all areas of your life, health, wealth, faith, and love. And I love how you say, you know, instead of running away from your fears, have the courage to chase them, right? Like, we have these fears, to be able to acknowledge them and jump, do it anyways, acknowledge them, go after them, like chase them, because that's where the most growth is going to happen. And I mean, you can obviously see that through your journey, and just talking about how, like, you know, a year ago, ask if you're ever going to be an author, if you're going to be a public speaker, like, here you are doing it, fully stepping into it, because you have the courage, you had that shift in that mindset to have the courage to chase your fears. And that is awesome. So thank you for sharing that. Wow.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. So, what do you, just speaking on the topic of, you know, chronic inflammation, and what would you suggest as far as being able to cultivate the right mindset? What would be like a little tip or a little trick that you can be able to provide that can help with chronic inflammation for the viewers that are watching?
I would have to say it's got to be affirmations.
Yeah.
And it has to be, stop defining who you are based upon your pain. Your pain does not define you. And I see so many entrepreneurs who have been living with chronic pain 10 plus years, whatever it looks like. They begin to say, oh, I'm an anxious person. I have chronic pain. I have all this inflammation. I don't sleep at night. Stop talking about it and start talking about the solutions, or start talking about how you want to feel. I am full of energy. I am healthy. I am strong. And it's weird because it's actually scientifically proven with neuroscience that your thoughts can change your biology. And if you could change the mindset and the neural pathways that are in your brain, you can begin to heal your pain. And so I just encourage you to look up affirmations if you've never heard of them. Begin to start saying to them, even if you don't believe them. My biggest one was, I'm not knowledgeable enough. That was my limiting belief. I'm just not knowledgeable enough. I have dyslexia and I'm not smart enough. I don't have the right words to say. No, I am smart. I am knowledgeable. I am an expert. You just have to shift the words, and that will allow you to shift your mindset. And then that will ripple effect in how your body is feeling. So I just encourage you to take up affirmations, look into meditation. It can really change your life.
Nice. Awesome. Great. Thank you for that. So yeah. So for those of you that are watching, I mean, this, like what she's saying is like the ripple effect takes place. So like just from those thoughts alone, can ripple effect into how you feel, like she's saying, the emotions, and ultimately drive your action, drive, and then experience the results in your life. And so really, this is the first step into creating that shift. And then once you create that shift, then there's the momentum. You have to keep it going, keep chasing those fears to be able to sustain that growth, sustain that momentum. And so that's really key how she's talking about that. So really awesome. Thank you for that, Emily. So, okay, a few more questions here as we go to wrap things up. I love this one. So if I were to, you know, put you in a time machine right now, and you could go back to the very beginning of your journey with all the knowledge, everything that you know right now, what would be the number one thing that you would, change and do? Loaded question. It's a pretty heavy question.
Very loaded, yeah. So when I originally thought about this, like, I would certainly go back in time to spend more time with my mom. But you can't change those things, and I still feel her within me. So I guess if there was one thing within my entrepreneur journey, is get on the online space sooner. I was so afraid to market myself, to be salesy, to sell my services and or products. I mean, we're business owners, we're entrepreneurs, we're selling something, we're giving or providing something, and we deserve to make that amount of money. So I would encourage the listeners to consider, if you're not already, get in the online space, optimize your social platforms, engage with people, share your story, get on camera. As scary as that sounds, like, I believe there's power in words. And if you could share your story, which is authentic to you, people are going to be able to relate to you. And people are going to start following your mission for you, not because of the services or the products that you provide, but because of who you are. So I just encourage everyone to be authentic and start sharing your story and get in the online space.
Nice. Awesome. That is so powerful. Be authentic and show up. Like, show up as the you, who you are, through that true authenticity, to be able to provide that value. And like, you're, I mean, what you hit on is so important. And I want everyone to really, like, just sit with this for a moment. Is like, people connect with you because of who you are, not because of a product, not because of a program, not because of, you know, something that you have out there. It's like who you are as a person and how you show up. Like, that's how you connect with people. And that is so valuable. That's like, that is a huge mic drop, value drop right there. So thank you for that, Emily. That's really powerful. So for, you know, people to be able to get more involved in your space, as far as receiving any sort of support, any guidance from you, how can they be able to learn more about you and be involved in your space?
Yeah, so I encourage you to follow me on social platforms at Emily Renee Coaching on Facebook and Instagram, or you can email me at emilyreneecoaching@gmail.com. You can also contact me to get on a free one-on-one health consultation if you're looking for ways to manage your symptoms. Or I'm also taking in clients for business strategy. So if you're looking to scale your business online and or optimize your profiles and create more of a following, I'm offering free consultations for that as well. And that's on either platform or going to my website at emilyreneecoaching.com.
Awesome. Perfect. Perfect. So you all heard it. So get to it. emilyreneecoaching.com. Follow her on Facebook. Follow her on Instagram, all the social platforms, to be able to receive that support. And that's what's so great. So if you're looking to be able to, you know, get that support through your health to be able to thrive more in your life and your business, you know, get in touch with Emily, and then she could be able to help you take that step, that jump, right? To be able to be authentic and show up in your business through business strategy to be able to experience that growth. So awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for dropping all the value and sharing your story. Like, I hope, you know, with your story and your intention, like, how how powerful it is. And you can see, like I said, your passion is very infectious, and you can tell how you're wanting to be able to show up for others. And so I just really appreciate you, and honored to be able to be here and have this interview with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to creating authentic connections and building relationships with people. And just saying, if you haven't been on the online space yet, there's so much opportunity to meet so many people here. I mean, that's how Austin and I got connected. And it's just really beautiful where these connections, as they turn into relationships, and it builds opportunity or collaboration. So it's just a really beautiful experience to be here and surround yourself with like-minded entrepreneurs.
Heck yes. Awesome. So you heard it. Thank you so much, Emily. Appreciate you. Everyone watching right now, take this advice, all right? Be able to really just fully step into this and experience it. Be authentic, show up, like have the courage to chase your fears. I freaking love that. Like that is, you know, TM trademark Emily Renee right there. Boom. Quote. Love it. So, yeah. So everyone, thank you all for tuning in. You know, if you're on here live, really appreciate you. And then, for those that are listening, you know, this is going to be within our group, our One Entrepreneur group, so that you can have access, so you can rewatch this, to be able to take in, cause there's a lot of value within this. All right. A lot of value. So be able to take this in, rewatch it, re-listen to it as well. This is going to be on my podcast, The One Entrepreneur Podcast. So you can catch it there as well. But otherwise, you know, live your one entrepreneur life. And what Emily is talking about, all the value here, is to be able to fully step in, be authentic, show up, and the results will follow. So thanks again, Emily. Really appreciate you. And thank you to everyone.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. All right. You are awesome. Thank you so much for tuning into the One Entrepreneur Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you do not miss a beat. Every single week, providing value through live interviews with One Entrepreneurs. So, see you next time. Love you. My name's Austin Blanchfield. Tune in out.